A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
All right, here we go. 4 o'clock hour. Told Appel to stick around if he wants, and he chose to stick around. I know he's watching his son. I can hear him in the background.
I was going to say you may hear him.
Jordan ain't with this, son. Jordan don't like this.
If you got to do daddy things, feel free to go ahead and do daddy things. You
know what I mean?
Look at that boy.
Oh, look at him.
Look at that. And you got that.
He needs a nosy.
Give him a nosy. Virtual nosy. Oh, my God. He looks terrified.
Do you know who Virgil van Dijk is?
That's a good looking boy there, Josh. Look at him.
He's like, VVD. I love VVD. We start with the stock market report. That's sponsored by our friends at Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones down 576 points today. That's over 1%. S&P 500 down 21 points. NASDAQ actually finished in the green, up 51 points. Let us do the World Football Scoreboard, which is brought to you by your local Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match with 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra, spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, and unrivaled views all tournament. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Yeah, Jordan likes what he hears.
Is this too distracting? I can.
There is no. It doesn't distract me. I know Crowder before has had opinions of athletes bringing their child to the podium after a game, so I don't want to run the risk of annoying. I don't want to run the risk of annoying Crowder here. And
man, leave that baby home.
Don't ask me any tough questions.
All right, fair enough. We don't have a scoreboard because there's no matches today, but we have a future scoreboard. What's on the docket for soccer action?
Well, yesterday, Colombia and Switzerland end up going to pens.
That's my adopted team, you know, Switzerland, because I was just there. Yeah,
right, yeah. You were in the Swiss Alps.
Had some fondue. Spent some time in the Swiss Alps with Miles Turner. It's a weird sentence. I didn't get any schnitzel. It's the only thing I whiffed on. I didn't get any schnitzel.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Can you get, like, Swiss schnitzel in the States? Is there...
We get schnitzel in Boca. There's a place called Beer Garden. And it's a German place, but, like, I think I told you, it's chicken schnitzel.
Right, but that's
and
what
veal
I,
schnitzel.
You had explained yesterday that...
Swiss schnitzel, I think, is more of a pork, I think.
Pork is a superior tasting meat than chicken and veal.
Yeah, you said that yesterday too. I disagree with that.
I don't know.
Disagree.
Pig?
Would you rather eat fried pork or fried chicken? Because I'm taking fried chicken.
Fried pork.
Right, but are we saying bacon versus a chicken nugget? Because obviously bacon's better. But like, are you talking about?
Is it?
Yeah, bacon's better. Bacon's
I'm talking
better.
About. Hawk,
but like I'm talking about like a pork,
chicken,
like a
pork loin.
A pork loin.
Masas de cerdo is the best meat menu item in the world.
Yeah, it's just not true. I'm sorry, it's just not.
What's better than Masas de Cerdo?
Anything.
Anything. Coleslaw, for sure. You know, I got a DM from Chris Cody, because I put on the my Instagram page the video from us yesterday where I was saying, like, you're not going to believe how old I am, but I chose coleslaw as my side at Flanagan's. And Chris Cody, he just DM'd me, and he says, Flanny serves coleslaw with every entree for free. You basically just said, hold the fries. But I did the ordering process. It didn't say Chicken Philly comes with coleslaw. What would you like in addition? You had to check one of the boxes. But it was a very large container of coleslaw. So I wonder if he's right. I wonder if I would have gotten coleslaw anyway and still could have gotten fries.
I think he is right. I think, especially when you order the Joe's Meal Deal.
Why didn't get the Joe's Meal Deal?
Right, but it brings, like, just like that tiny little container of slaw. But you got, like, a side, like a big container of slaw,
right,
which is disgusting, by the way.
So good. I'm craving it right now.
Did you have your glasses on?
My readers?
Did you have your readers on?
I mean, it's funny talking to you guys about the 16-year anniversary of the decision, because I was in my 40s. You guys were children.
Nice. I was in Miami.
You were in the NFL, dude.
Yeah, I was in Miami. No, when we were talking about the OJ thing.
Well, OJ, you guys weren't even born.
Yeah, I was 11. I didn't know who this crazy dude was. But, yeah.
OJ.
OJ. So when the decision happened, I was actually playing for the Dolphins.
Coleslaw is good, though.
It's not. It's mayonnaise and cabbage.
So good.
I've had coleslaw in like a pulled pork sandwich before. Oh, where they'll just throw it in.
Best. They put it on top of. You put coleslaw on top of barbecue.
Right.
Look out.
I'm down for that because it a little crunch.
A little cold.
Sweetens it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But just fork into coleslaw.
Oh,
mouth.
So good. I don't even need the fork, to be quite honest. I'll eat it like Hawaiian poi. Shovel that bad boy right into my mouth.
Cabbage mayonnaise.
But I understand it. I get it because you guys are young. I felt that way your age as well. I wouldn't go near the coleslaw whenever they put it on my plate. And when you talk about cabbage, speaking of Beer Garden, when we do go there in Boca, you know, they've got everything, but they've got schnitzel, they've got pizza, they've got whatever. But I never get fries there. Do you know what I get there? Cabbage. They have a delicious cabbage side. And it's not coleslaw, it's hot cabbage. And it's so good. It's pickled. It's pickled cabbage. It is so good.
Have you gone casket shopping yet?
But I guarantee you, if I went out with Jim Larinaga, we'd both be getting the cabbage. I can't argue it. I know how I felt when I was your age. I would not eat the cabbage. I would not eat the coleslaw. Now I'm telling you, I can't get it enough. It's so good.
You have the glasses with the thin glass on top and the little bifocal on the bottom.
Changes in the weather.
Oh, you done got old, man.
I can't deny it.
I sent Hawk and Mike Cuno a picture of the sweet potato brownies that my fiance made yesterday.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Well, why? They were delicious.
Because if you're going to have brownies. Like, I mean, first of all, you know how I feel about sweet potatoes. But if you're going to have brownies. Now I got to have a brownie made out of sweet potatoes. What am I doing here?
It was delicious, and they looked a lot better than Mike Cuno's zucchini brownies.
Those zucchini brownies happened to be good. Remember we had those at the Panthers game?
Yep.
He brought them in a little Tupperware. Who's old now?
It's not good for your
Who's old now? Who's old now? Cuno's walking around with zucchini brownies in a Tupperware.
And Solana, don't make your fiance start making healthy desserts. It's going to be bad for your relationship long term.
Oh, I don't think he's got any say in this. He didn't ask for sweet potato brownies, trust me.
You have no idea what last night.
Were they frosted with chocolate?
A little bit, but it was unsweetened 100% cacao powder,
right,
mixed with like water and Splenda that created the frosting. These were healthy brownies.
Did you hear what he just said?
I know.
Cacao, did you, Splenda.
Did you mean cocoa powder?
Yeah, cacao.
Did you hear what he just said?
Never had cacao? Cacao nibs.
You know what he said? Yeah. You know what he said earlier? Because we were talking about the LeBron decision. We thought it took place in Akron. Someone texted in, no, it was in New York. But it actually took place in Greenwich, Connecticut, where ESPN is, where the studios are.
Yeah.
But Solana read it as Greenwich, Connecticut. What was the airport once that you told us that?
Dulles. Dulles.
Dulles. Oh, it is Dulles. You said Dulles.
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 I was going to go, I remember, I was going to go with Dulles or Dulles.
Have you ever heard of sight words? Like, there's certain words you see that you know what the name is.
Okay, May, June 5th. Relax, bro. Relax.
Sight words.
Because sweet potato brownies, like somebody puts it on the chat here, is that a side or a dessert? Mm. Like, so honestly, you had a meal and then your dessert is sweet potato brownies?
No, those were my side. I had a chicken breast with a sweet potato brownie. There's something else we're working on, which is...
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
A sweet potato cut in half.
Yeah.
You bake it, so it's a sweet potato, and then you cover it with chocolate syrup. And then you put it back into the oven for just a little bit to harden the chocolate syrup on top. So it's almost like, you know, how you
Twix bar.
You would dip a vanilla cone into chocolate and then you'd eat it. This is the healthy version of that.
This is a dipped sweet potato. And would you lick it like an ice cream cone? You would hold your sweet potato.
Put it on a stick. And,
Solana, what are you training for?
Crowder,
I want you to invite Eduardo over and say, do you want some dessert? We've got sweet potato dipped.
We've got popsicle.
Yes.
We got sweet potato popsicle.
Great.
What are y'all doing at your house?
Man, TikTok is my nightmare, man. TikTok is
because
my nightmare.
Because there's all these wacky recipes.
Because Valentina, her algorithm now, because we're trying to lock in for our wedding, which is coming up next year, and we're both dieting heavy. And
She follows
Crowder, because it's normal. People want to lose weight before their wedding to look better. That's normal. Why are you acting like this is not a normal
thing? What's normal? You're going to eat sweet potatoes for your wedding. Like, this is goofy.
Well, I got to tell you, sweet potatoes dipped in chocolate ain't going to help you lose weight.
Hulk, it's just, this is foolishness.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's foolish. But that's what almond moms do on TikTok, which is my fiance's entire algorithm are almond moms who refused the COVID vaccine, but have no problem injecting themselves with every peptide known to man. By the way, like,
so a year leading up to your wedding, you have to change your diet.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Most people do.
Yeah,
that's goofball stuff.
Nah, most people do.
Yeah.
Chicken wings. I ate chicken wings all the way. Chicken wings, and chicken wings every day before my wedding.
You know how many baskets of fries and Cokes I had in the lead up to my wedding?
Come on, Josh. All be a man. Look at Jordan. Look what he made. Look what he made on baskets of fries and Coke.
He had a basket of fries at his wedding. I was there.
I did.
Yeah, you did. All right, headlines are brought to you by Darrell Kia. I don't even know if we're already doing them or not. In Miami, or I don't know if you were still giving us the football scoreboard. But.
France, Morocco tomorrow, 4. And apologies to the Colombia fans.
Yeah.
It was a game where they should have won yesterday. They lose in the worst possible way in penalties. The Citadel downstairs was filled with Colombian fans watching this game. I could
everywhere,
hear them yelling.
Everywhere. Yeah.
It was depressing.
Headlines are brought to you by Darrell Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Darrell Kia.
Yeah, France, Morocco tomorrow. 4, Spain, Belgium on Friday. And then 2 games Saturday, Norway, England at 5. Argentina, Switzerland will be at 9. Those are your quarter finals. This just got aggregated onto my account here. Richard Jefferson, he's on the Road Trippin' podcast. I don't know if that's his podcast or whatever, but he's on a podcast and they're talking to him about LeBron. Remember, RJ was a part of that 2016 Cavs reunion trip. So he spent a lot of time with LeBron. And he's claiming that LeBron James told him his entire offseason plan. He knows where LeBron's going. He knows the plan in place already. He knows when it's going to be announced, the date, the time it's going to be announced. But he says he won't tell anybody what LeBron told him. Is that like do
no chance?
Does LeBron
nope.
confide in Richard Jefferson?
No.
No, and Richard Jefferson's already in the media because he calls games. Right. LeBron is smarter than that.
He's smarter than that. Richard Jefferson is just trolling there.
Yeah,
there is an interesting scenario regarding LeBron and his next destination. Ethan Skolnick reported on the 5 Reasons Sports that the Miami Heat would consider a 2-way contract for Bronny James if they were to sign LeBron.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
But is a 2-way contract...
You? Why, if it got you LeBron James...
Of course.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Solidify LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's not bettering your
What's his
team
wife's
in any
name?
Way.
Savannah?
I would give a contract to Savannah. She could be the 15th person on the bench. If it brings LeBron here, like how many roster spots do you need?
We've argued about this where that 15th roster spot really doesn't mean much. If it gets LeBron here, I'm with you, but he's not changing any outcome of any team's destiny.
No. But if I can watch Giannis, Bam, and LeBron together in Heat uniforms, and the price comes with Bronny James sitting on the bench, okay.
Oh, I'd sign the daughter.
Yep. Anyone.
Would a 2-way contract be enough, though, to entice LeBron and Bronny?
A guaranteed contract?
A guaranteed, which is what he has right now
then
in LA.
Give him a guaranteed contract. Who cares?
$2.3 million? Is that what his guarantee is? Yeah. Man, you get that man $3 million. Give him $2.4.
Make him an assistant coach. Whatever he wants.
Yeah, whatever he wants. Let him run the beer stand.
Anything he wants.
Yeah, he sit by Solana up in the nosebleeds.
So the Shams report yesterday or today, not even a report. He's talking now. That Sixers, the Miami Heat, and the Cleveland Cavaliers seem to be the clubhouse leader right now for the potential LeBron landing spot. Tim Hardaway Jr., by the way, officially announced today by the Miami Heat. Well, they announced him, but introduced today by the Miami Heat.
His press conference.
They held this press conference, and indeed, the number 10 jersey with Hardaway Jr. on the back. Pat Riley was holding the jersey, and he said, "I thought this one was hanging from the rafters." So
that's cool. I'm it glad cool. Mom got involved yeah. because for you and your son to both wear the same jersey when your jersey retired is awesome.
That's cool. And who would have wanted to see a Hardaway jersey out there, number 16, you know?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did Timmy know, Tim Sr. know, when he joined us last week, Crowder, that he was going to change his mind on this, and he was just kind of giving us a runaround because he sounded as
adamant.
Right, as adamant as I've heard anybody say anything that he would not give his son that number.
Solana, as you were just speaking about your fiance, you can say whatever you want to. When your wife tells you that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Hawk can attest to it. Appel can probably attest to it. No.
As evidenced by you eating sweet potato brownies yesterday.
Yes.
Brownie in the 15th slot is you eating sweet potato brownies.
We can be driving up to a red light and we're going to take a right. We're going to take a right. It could be 13 miles away. We're going to take a right. And then at the last second, your wife says, "Let's go left." Your ass is getting in that left lane and turning.
Although somebody points out on the text, though, if you sign Brownie, you have to sign Thanasis.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't do that. Giannis is the star of the team.
But LeBron James has more cachet than Giannis.
I think you should have a bench that is Bronny James, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, and Zoran Dragic.
Bryce James and Savannah James. We're keeping 20 this year.
Isn't there a third Antetokounmpo?
There's Alex Antetokounmpo, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, and one more.
Giannis.
So they have Giannis, Thanasis, and Alex?
And Kostas. And Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Alex got the raw end of the deal.
Did they just give up when it came to Alex?
Gave up.
Alex ain't got a chance.
Well, no, his name is Alexandros Emeka Antetokounmpo.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Well,
the good
Giannis is the belly of the ball.
Well, sign all four of them.
The Marlins do play tonight. They're going to play.
Have Tim Hardaway Sr. too. Let's have just families. You have to be either kids, brothers, whatever. You have to have families on the Heat this coming season.
The Marlins play tonight, 6:40 p.m. versus the Mariners. We mentioned it earlier. Tickets as low as $5 to support the people suffering in Venezuela. And this was an interesting report. That apparently Inter Miami, who are back in about 10 days, by the way.
I don't buy this, by the way. I know what you're about to say.
They're considering a move for really the star of the tournament thus far, outside of like Messi and Mbappe and Erling Haaland, the Cape Verde goalkeeper, Vozinha, who became like a mega celebrity.
I'd love to see it. I just don't buy it because it was a Polymarket tweet, and then I looked for any other tweets that were confirming it, and it's very smallish sites.
No, I mean Marca Sports, based out of Europe, is a pretty legitimate soccer website. So that's where I saw this from. But who knows?
Speaking of Erling Haaland, I sent you guys a new Nike commercial that was just released for him. Watch it during the commercial break if you haven't watched it yet. It is badass. He is so badass. This commercial is great.
Inter Miami should sign him.
I don't have no reception.
You're in a closet.
I'm in the closet. Bingo.
Your weather in South Florida right now. It is.
I've got no text.
It's 92 degrees. It's the lows are going to be in the 80s, and right now it is a 59 in air quality, which is moderate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's brought to you by our friends at Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Look at how happy Jordan Appel is.
He is Man, I want to nosy-nose that baby so bad.
Oh, what happened? I jinxed him?
He's tired of sitting here. He's ready for a change of scenery. So this might be the last segment. Great debut for him.
Give him a nosy-nosy.
Yeah, we'll take over with Whittingham in the next segment.
Nosy-nosy.
Look at that. Live nosy-nosy. Thank you, Appel. We'll let you go so you can go be a dad, and we'll have Whittingham in the next segment.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Chris Whittingham is going to solve the mystery of who Virgil van Dijk is in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. You're going to want to be around here for that.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
My metabolic age is 15.
Yeah, well, your metabolic IQ is 15 as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chris Whittingham is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a soccer broadcaster for CBS and Apple TV. You can see him all tournament long on CBS Golasso. So what happened against Belgium? Because we were all excited by the USA, and they looked unlike anything we had seen in the tournament up until then. They looked amateurish.
Yeah. They did. Whatever insults you have, I will agree with. And it is incredibly startling after what they delivered in the first four games. And you can say it's a different level of opposition, and it was. But at the same time, the first game was against Paraguay. Paraguay made the last 16, beat Germany, and gave France a real run for their money. So I'm not saying that Paraguay's terrible. But for whatever reason, and I was sitting with a friend. I was at the game. And I just kept looking out and going, there's nothing about this that looks right. There's nothing about this that looks like they're up for this, that looks like they have any measure of confidence. All of the things, all of the details that made them good in the first four games were gone in 5 minutes. Their ability to pass in tight spaces, the ability to control the ball in tight spaces, the ability to defend with any kind of front-footed, aggressive press towards the opposition. Belgium, they look like they were in a training session. They look like they had all the time in the world to think about what they were going to do next with the ball, and they were going to do this, and then they had a genuine plan of attack to target the U.S. weaknesses, which was particularly down the defensive left with Tim Ream and Antoine Robinson, who were dreadful on the day defensively. So I have no idea what happened. It was a rotten performance from start to finish, and it felt like that. It felt even worse in the stadium than it probably felt on TV.
Yeah, it was like the air let out of the stadium real quick.
For sure.
Even
for
when
sure.
they equalized?
I mean, Even, yeah, I mean, look, the equalizer was great. Let's be honest, it was a deflection. It was not any kind of reflection of good play. I think at the start of the second half, you're 2-1 down. Honestly, everyone around me in my section was like, we get to halftime at 2-1 down, that's a win, because we just got our ass kicked for 45 minutes. And so you come out in the second half, and they started playing reasonably well, but it all comes completely out with the third goal, and especially the shocking nature of how the goalkeeper comes out. He should probably punt it away. And instead, it just gives away a completely amateurish goal instead. And that just completely lets out all air of the build. And there are the half-hearted attempts at USA chance and half-hearted attempts. Oh, maybe we can get something. But it felt pretty clear that the game was only going one way. And I think there was a real depression, especially amongst the people that watch this, that are diehard fans, that want soccer to grow in this country, that realize, and now we know the numbers, 42 million people were watching that. 42 million people watched the United States get absolutely demolished, and every bit of goodwill has seemingly gone as a result of that performance.
You mentioned, Witty, that you know the U.S. couldn't apply the pressure moving forward, and I think what stood out to me and you as well, most people, through the first couple games was their ability to just control the midfield, and that's what led to that attack style and really what led to them being able to take advantage of mistakes from the other side. What was it that Belgium did that took that element of the game out from the U.S.? Or was it more so that the moment was too big and they just couldn't execute what had been working for them the entire tournament?
It's genuinely hard to know. It's genuinely hard to know because from watching the game, it looked like they just didn't have the level of physicality required to do that, nor even the desire to do that. I almost wonder, we don't know what it was like behind the scenes, but I almost wonder if the coach, Pochettino, decided, we're going to zag. Everyone thinks that we're going to go out there and press them. We're going to back off a little bit, and we're going to try and force them to play, but they're too good. They're too good to allow them room to play. Any player at any kind of high level, when given space, when given time, can do something. And I think that, if it was the approach, seems like it was way off. But even beyond that, it was just the fact that this Belgium team was not any kind of overawed. And it seems like from everything they've said afterwards, they were really upset about how, frankly, the U.S., you know, sort of pundit class decided that the U.S. are better than Belgium. And then, of course, what happened with the Balogun thing, with the suspension being revoked, it really seemed like the U.S. would have been better off with Ricardo Pepi playing in the game and feeling aggrieved than Fuller and Balogun playing in the game and feeling like everyone hates them and feeling like the other team was really upset at what was going on. So whatever happened behind the scenes for that to happen, whether it was the president, whether it was U.S. soccer, whether it was Infantino who decided, let's have Balogun play in this game, for as much as I actually thought he was the only player on the pitch that actually acquitted himself well, it seemed like that whole storyline and that whole idea led to this sort of sapping of positivity and good feeling. I have no idea if that was the reason why they played like that, but something happened that is not explainable by their ability as players. Because so, whether it's the moment or whatever, something got to them.
So what do we do as the post-mortem for the U.S. in the World Cup? Do we take the positive view of, hey, this is as good a performance as we've seen in a long time? In totality, it's hard to say that, I know, coming off of Monday night. Or is it like, yeah, same old stuff?
Yeah, there definitely is an element of same old stuff, because ultimately, they were the first good team that the U.S. played. And that the Gulf, so I think the U.S. has sort of progressively taken steps. And I think right now you could say that they're in a class of, let's call it the third tier of teams in the world. There are the World Cup contenders and the World Cup previous winners. Right now, I'd say that group is probably only France, Spain, England, Argentina. Then there are high-level teams from South America and Europe, which you can say are your Brazils, your Germanys, even Norway now obviously is in that class. Morocco is in that class. There, you know, probably seven to eight teams that are in that next year. And then the U.S. is in that next group, 13 to let's call it 20, where they're a good team. They can beat teams that they're better than. But ultimately, the chasm between them and the best teams is massive even still. And that was the part that I think we wanted to see close of this World Cup, which I really thought they had a chance to do against Belgium with how Belgium had looked at this tournament. But Belgium are a team full of players that play high-level European football that have all been sold for 30 or 40 million euros, dollars, pounds, whatever you want to call it. Some of them way more than that. And they are established great players that are leaders in their teams. And the U.S. has a bunch of players that are also playing at high levels, but aren't the leaders in their teams. They aren't the best players in their teams. And that's the next step. But unfortunately, that next step sounds easy. It's incredibly hard. There's a reason why only 8 teams have ever won this thing and why trying to work your way into that class of teams is so hard. So the postmortem is you have to treat it as if it's every other failure that they've had in the World Cup, that you have to start over again, that you have to think about the system, you know, pay to play, get it. You know, there's been a lot of talk today, at least on my algorithms, about how do you get players that frankly are in lower socioeconomic statuses or people who, you know, that work in families that make $50,000 or less. Landon Donovan had this great quote that to play in club soccer, organized club soccer in this country, that only 2% of the people that play organized club soccer come from households with an income of less than $50,000. And that's just not what sports is. Sports at every level is people who are trying to rise above their circumstance through amazing athletic talent to get into a different part of life. Yes, there are some rich kids that make it, no question, but that's not what sports is. And so I think there's a real impetus to try and fix systemic problems, which remain problems even if they had beaten Belgium, but at the very least you feel a little bit better about them. So maybe this is better for that reason, that you don't think that you've solved anything in the last 4, 8, 12 years, whatever time frame you want to call it.
I was going to ask you about that because that's what my algorithm has been as well. And I think there's a large conversation and even, you know, broadcasters and former players, you mentioned Landon Donovan, they've been weighing in. But Witty, do you actually see a pathway to changing the current model in the United States? Because the reality is the powers that be who profit from it aren't just going to turn around and say, oh, well, we lost to Belgium. Okay, we'll step back now, take our millions, maybe billions of dollars in some instances, and go build your association football model that could ultimately in 20, 30 years be the difference between the U.S. competing at this level or not.
I don't know, because usually the answer means that someone has to give away money, and that doesn't seem likely. And by the way, this is not a uniquely soccer problem increasingly. I think if you look at basketball, where a lot of the best players in the NBA are not from the United States of America, and AAU is getting similarly expensive, I think this problem is coming to that sport as well. When there are, obviously in American football, there aren't countries that compete with us. In, you know, baseball, there is some competition, but, you know, baseball is still, you know, a sport that the U.S. dominates at. In sports in which you have to compete on a global scale, I think our youth sports model, which is to extract money from rich parents and from people who have dreams of, you know, their kid making it someday, and it turns into a billion-dollar industry, that ain't going to work. It ain't going to work if you want to compete on a global scale. But I just don't know who gives away money in that situation.
Could we fund it through more hydration breaks?
I mean, someone's got to. It has to be a borderline charity for some people. And I don't see that happening. I have a colleague who I work with at CBS who was telling me that he used to run a summer camp to help teach kids in his area about the game and to help grow the game and develop the game. And so he runs this summer camp. He wants to run it at a cheaper cost than the other summer camps in the area. Immediately a red flag for everyone around him. All the other competing clubs that run their own summer camps go, well, you're not allowed to promote your summer camps at our places where there are active soccer players. Okay, so what do? I go parent to parent. And so he has like a group of parents that want to get involved, want to get their kid involved in this summer camp. And so he asked them, can you please tell other parents about my summer camp? And they said, no, I like the level of coaching that I get in a more intimate environment. So this guy who used to play professional soccer has so much to impart, has been chewed up and spit out. He doesn't run the summer camp anymore because he got chewed up and spit out by economic models and by parents who have dreams of their kids going pro someday. And that happens to a lot of people. That is not a unique story from people that I've talked to that work around the game, that have been around the game. And so, unfortunately, it has to be in our financial interest for us to get good at soccer. And with the current structures that are there, it just isn't. The only ones that I think are actually putting the work in are professional high-level clubs like an MLS and USL that can make money on selling players abroad. Those clubs that have invested in their academies, that have sold players for multiple million dollars, that retain a percentage sell-on that they can make even more money, those are the clubs that are producing players that are currently in our national team. Clubs like Philadelphia Union, New York Red Bulls, that have made a model out of this and they make money off of it. But if you're not if you're not financially incentivizing people to do this, I don't know what that answer is. I really don't.
And other clubs, Witty, I can speak from experience. Like my two nephews tried to get into the Inter Miami Academy, and other clubs like Inter Miami have tried to replicate this model. But there's Inter Miami Academy where you want your youth players playing at because that's the level you want them to play at. And then there's, hey, they didn't make that team, but pay me $3,000 and they'll suit up in the same uniform and look like they play for Inter Miami Academy as well. So like it gets a little complicated.
It's amateur sports in America. I mean, yeah. Anybody who's involved in youth sports. I mean, if you want your kids to play on the volleyball teams, they've got to be with the private coaches. They've got to be on the travel teams, whatever. It's an incredible expense.
I saw someone today on Twitter. I forget what. I think it was in Virginia somewhere. It was an under nines team. And it's $3,300 to play for the season. Yeah. Who the hell is that for? And who from that environment is going to be able to actually make it in a real way that's hungry, that's starving to go have success? Like, instead, those kids who don't make it there are going to choose other sports. And that's what happens. So unless someone is financially incentivized for that to change, I don't know, man. You're tilting at windmills here.
Chris Whittingham from CBS and Apple TV. Real quick, we're out of time. You've heard of Virgil van Dijk?
Yes, I have.
All right, just checking. VVD.
What was the litmus test here?
It's just his birthday, and I had never heard of him. And
I called him one of the most famous athletes in the world. And Hawks' response:
I said he was not top 50.
Not top 50.
That actually is plausible. I think among soccer fans, I don't know. We'd have to work on a list of soccer players. Soccer players would comprise probably the lion's share of the most popular 50 athletes in the world, but I'm not certain that Van Dijk quite gets there.
Yeah,
but he's definitely around there. He's around there.
Messi, Mbappe, Erling Haaland.
I mean, I'm not putting him on that level. I didn't say top five.
But then,
of Liverpool.
Yeah, but then you have to start getting down to American sports as well, right?
LeBron James.
You do. LeBron James, Victor Wembanyama.
But he's got
Buzelis. What? All right. Thank you, Witty.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
5 o'clock hour is next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You telling me Gogar had two balls?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.